You've got me on that, and I'm
well,
stumped again.
Spry or live
spry,
or?
Spry, yeah. Yeah.
All right. If the children were out later than usual, you might ride a little bit.
Yeah.
If the children were out later than usual, you might say, if you didn't feel easy, you'd say you felt
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. And a child might say, I want to go upstairs and
didn't feel easy, you'd say you felt
uneasy.
And a child might say, I want to go upstairs. Okay. And if somebody left a lot of money on the table and left the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty.
Okay. And if somebody left a lot of money on the table and left the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty.
You wouldn't say he's careful. He's
careless.
Mm-hmm. And you might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of. And you might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of. Meaning odd. What would you say?
Off a rock.
Would you ever say she acts queer to mean she acts odd? How would you say that? Would you ever say she acts queer? Okay. And if a man will never change his mind, you might say to him, don't be so... Okay. Would you ever say,
if a man will never change his mind, you might say to him, don't be so...
Mm-hmm. How about somebody you ever say joke with without him losing his temper? He's mighty...
Okay. How about somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper? He's mighty...
I can't talk.
Oh, well, suppose you made him lose his temper, you'd say he got...
Well, suppose you
got really upset, you'd
temper,
say he was...
Say he got.
Well, I'd just say he's upset.
What would you say, mad
really
or
upset,
angry or anything like that?
Yeah.
Which would you say?
Well, I probably wouldn't even
would
talk that.
Would you say mad or angry or anything like that?
Yeah.
Well, what would you say, mad or what?
Probably. Mad.
Uh-huh. Okay, and if he's
mad
to get mad, you might tell him, well, just keep...
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if
if you've been working hard, you'd say you're very...
Tired.
Or if you're even more than just tired, you say you're all...
If you've been working hard, you'd say you're very...
Or do you ever use a form of wear out there?
Say you're all
worn out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If somebody had come down with some disease, you'd say all of a sudden he... And suppose he started sneezing and his nose was running, you'd say he had... And suppose he started... Yeah, okay, well, not really an allergy, but he'd just been sitting in a draft and so... And it affected his voice so that it got very low.
He was hoarse.
Yeah. And
it affected his voice so that it got very low.
And you can't hear anything at all, you say you're stone. And if he's been working hard, he might take off his wet shirt and say, look how much I...
Okay. And if he's been working hard, he might take off his wet shirt.
What do you call a discharging sore that comes to a head?
How much I sweat. It's a pimple.
And what do you call it?
Or you know another word for that?
It could be a cyst.
It starts with a B.
Or you know another word for that?
What a bump.
Would you ever call that a boil?
A boil, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's bad blood.
Would you ever call that, that's what causes it?
Yeah.
What do you call the stuff inside the boil?
That's
what causes it?
You're full of boils, your blood's in bad shape.
What do you do for it?
Go to a doctor.
What does he do for it?
I don't know the definition.
What do you do?
He take 2 hours and go home and stay in bed for a week.
Well, he probably does take it. Well, if a bee stung you on the hand, your hand would...
Yeah, he probably does.
And you say it's still pretty bad.
If a bee stung you on the
hand... Down a few minutes.
Will that work?
Yeah, take a cigarette.
It's still pretty bad.
Tobacco on the chair. Around a few minutes.
Will that work?
Got me right there.
Cigarette fit on.
Right up there. I sat down. I done told him I was pulling. I went down and got both of them right up there.
Ooh.
I took the back of a piece of tape. I'm going to work this morning.
Ooh.
Took the tape off. I took the work back of a piece of tape.
I have heard
that
back
tape.
I'm going to
work
this
morning. Took the tape off.
Okay, in a war. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a bullet